Namaste everyone, welcome to the Charvak podcast. This is Kushal Mehra. So as I had mentioned when I had done my first podcast on the Lok Sabha elections 2024, at that time with Pradeep Bhandari, that now running up to the elections, we are going to do a lot more discussions. This is the second one in those series. And today we are going to analyze the entire political landscape, state by state, every single state of India, seat distribution and everything. And as always, to talk about it, I have with me Adit Kapadia. Adit, welcome. Kya hal hai?
Bas, theek thaak, Kushal. Hopefully, India mein election jaisa lag raha hai, because online yahan se dekho to aisa lag raha hai ki there is an air of complete inevitability. It took me 3 tries to say that word.
hota hai.
But yes, that's how inevitability is.
People are asking, क्रिकेट की पॉडकास्ट कब करोगे? 15 तारीख को, फ्राइडे को. उसके मतलब वाहियात लोग, जब हम लोग क्रिकेट की पॉडकास्ट करते तो पूछते इलेक्शन की पॉडकास्ट क्यों नहीं कर रहे हो, इलेक्शन की पॉडकास्ट करते तो लोग पूछते क्रिकेट की पॉडकास्ट क्यों नहीं कर रहे हो. दोनों साइड वाहियात लोग बैठे हुए हैं. जय डालो, 15 तारीख को क्रिकेट की पॉडकास्ट होगी आफ्टर द 5th टेस्ट मैच इज ओवर, और आईपीएल की पॉडकास्ट एक अलग होगी, वो हम फिगर आउट करेंगे. 17 तारीख को आई थिंक WPL इज गोइंग टू फिनिश, उसके बाद आईपीएल इज स्टार्टिंग, सो वी विल डू दैट. बट ओके, सो दिस इज व्हाट आदित्य एंड आई हैव डिसाइडेड. वी आर गोइंग टू गो स्टेट बाय स्टेट इन एन ऑर्डर वेयर द स्टेट विद द लार्जेस्ट सीट्स टू द स्टेट विद द लीस्ट नंबर ऑफ सीट्स, ऐसे जाएंगे. सो टुडेज ऑर्डर इज गोइंग टू बी, वी विल स्टार्ट विद लेट्स से द टॉप 5, उत्तर प्रदेश, महाराष्ट्र, वेस्ट बंगाल, बिहार, तमिलनाडु. That's how we are going to go. And then we'll keep working from there. Now I have said my bit. So Adit, ek-ek karke, so you start with Uttar Pradesh. We have 80 Lok Sabha seats in Uttar Pradesh.
So pehle, before we get into that, a couple of ground rules and exceptions and stuff. Right now, the model code of conduct has not been set. Typically, we've seen that model code of conduct set hone ke baad, about 4 weeks or 5 weeks later, you're going to have the elections being started. Last time it was March 9th or 10th is when they did, and April 9th or 10th is when the election started. So the expectation is next week around 12th or 13th maybe. I always am curious that when are the government yatras and all the discussions ending, because typically it always works. Every government announces schemes and then the model code of conduct is, you know, and enforced and so forth. It's standard operating practice. So that tells me that the elections will probably start second week of April. So the results and everything will be a week later. Having said that, right now, that's why not all the nominees have been declared. So there are seat by seat where it could get, some creative in terms of alliances and independent. And as we get closer to the elections, we'll talk about that. But right now, if you talk about a 180 degree view, it seems like, you know, the BJP is ahead. Now the discussion, and significantly so, the discussion around everywhere is...
Axis ka bhi wo jo survey aaya tha, usme BJP was shown getting more than 300 seats, na?
Correct, yes. So more, which is more than their tally last time, which was 303. Yeah. So a lot of them are giving 330. And so the whole debate right now is, will BJP get 350? Will the NDA get 400? And that's what we are going to do when we look as a state by state. And so then we go...
BJP slogan is, Ab ki baar 400 par. Right?
Abki baar 400 baar. That's right. That's right. And that 400 is vague. Matlab, I think what they mean is 400 NDA. I don't think 400 BJP ke is possible.
You think if BJP ko 400 nahi mile, to the commentary art will be like, dekha, BJP lost because they said 400 par, but they did not go 400 par.
If NDA gets anywhere close to 400, then if you remember our assembly election discussions and everyone was saying moe moe below that news laundry and wire ka stream, it's going to be a giant 8-hour version of that.
That was so good. I was one of the people who was watching news laundry, not to listen to them, but to read the live
stream. Just to them. And the funny thing is, you can see them scrolling. It's like, we're getting questions and then probably scrolling through all the moemoes to see actual questions. But it's a lot of fun. But having said that, let's go to Uttar Pradesh, because that's the, you know, like you said, the biggest state, the biggest prize. And we'll talk, I'm going to talk about Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand together, because I know Uttarakhand has 5 seats, but, you know, they were one state before. So it's just easier to talk about them.
Okay.
2019, Uttar Pradesh was a very interesting situation. For the first time in the history, in the last sort of 20-year history or 25-year history of UP politics. After the guest house scandal, and you guys can look up what the guest house scandal was with Mayawati and Mulayam Singh Yadav, Mayawati and Akhilesh Yadav formed an alliance to take on the BJP, and they call it the Boa Bhatija Alliance or something like that. And and basically, it was said that this was an impenetrable alliance, and the Congress was mad that the Congress did not get their share. So basically, they only said ki aapke liye do seat chhod denge ya teen seat chhod denge. And Amethi and Raebareli, I think SPBSP did not nominate anyone. Regardless, what happened was, ultimately, the BSP and SP even together only got 15 seats. BJP still managed to get 62 seats, and they got 49.98, almost 50% of the vote share. That is unbelievable. When you get that in a typical UP election, in a four-cornered contest, if BJP was getting even close to 45%, they would sweep with higher numbers. And you saw that last time, the election before in 2014. BJP plus Apna Dal, which is the BJP ally, got 73 out of 80, even though they got about 43% vote. That is because it was a four-cornered fight. And the BSP, which got 19.8% of the vote, got a big zero in that. This time, BSP, since it was in an alliance, it could leverage its 19% vote to a higher 10 seat gain than SP with the same vote share, who only got 5. So that was the thing. So when you come to the 2024 elections, what you have to understand is UP votes in four clusters, and there is going to be multiple phases and stuff, but there is always going to be the Western UP cluster, the Purvanchal or the Eastern UP. Then there's going to be the Awadh, which is the central. And then there are regions like within the area that's bordering MP, like Bundelkhand. Then there are areas to the north with the Nepal border. So there people operate as satraps on their own. So where the Boa Bhatija Alliance got the most bang for their buck last time was Western UP and parts of Purvanchal. Now, Western UP, they have and obviously the Samajwadi pocket boroughs of your Jaswant Nagar, Kannauj, and stuff in the heartland. In the Western UP, the biggest concern for the BJP is going to be the Muslim vote, because there's going to be 20-25% Muslim votes. In some seats, it's up to about 35-40%. And we've seen that since there is an SP Congress alliance, there is a virtual 90% consolidation with the SP Congress alliance of the Muslim vote. Most surveys seem to suggest that. Most people seem to suggest that. So when you have that sort of thing, what is the BJP looking at? Are they going to
you
look
want
at just...
me to put that image up of the 65 seats allotted in UP as of now by sure. BJP for you? Okay,
yeah, absolutely.
I'll put it up then. All right.
And while you put it up, the reason I was saying about Western UP is crucial is BJP realized that the Muslim vote is going to be a crucial part. So what they did was they took someone from the alliance that was with the Boa Bhatija. I forgot to mention there was another party with them, Ajit Singh, the Rashtriya Lok Dal. Ajit Singh...
Zoom nahi hoti.
Let me see if I can send you the picture itself. Yeah. To put in our chat or something. But my point was, now Ajit Singh unfortunately has passed away, but his son Jayant Chaudhary is going to be contesting as a BJP ally. Now suddenly what happens is the Jat vote, which is very very crucial to the Western UP construct, that's where you're going to have sort of in virtual one-sided thrust towards the BJP-led NDA. Because the RLD controlled some of the Jat vote, the BJP used to get some of the Jat vote. So all these seats like Kairana, Muzaffar Nagar, Hathras, Baghpat, Meerut, we are all going to see them fall in the BJP lap. Muzaffar Nagar is all going to be like a 50-50 seat, but then you have seats like Saharanpur and stuff. So it's really going to be a Jat consolidation versus Muslim consolidation. Those are the two big blocks in Western UP. and then the fight, then it will be with the Rajput vote, Brahmin vote, and how does it split and where does it split. So that's that. Those are your major concerns about the Western UP area. Now this time BJP has five allies within NDA. Two seats they have given to RLD, two seats to Apnadal, one to Nishad party, which is Sanjay Nishad, and one day to Suhail Dev's Bharatiya Samaj party, who is Om Prakash Rajbhar. He was with Adityanath, Yogi Adityanath. He became a cabinet minister. Then he was sacked because he was talking against the alliance. Then he formed an alliance with Samajwadi Party. Then he came back. And now he's with the NDA. So it's very, very interesting situation there. And then apart from that, I think you're going to have the Samajwadi Chandrasekhar Azad Congress Party. Now there, and I don't know, Kushal, what are your thoughts about it, but Samajwadi Party has given 17 seats, it seems, to the Congress. But it kuch zyada hi de diye. Maine kahin 11 seats suna tha. Even 10 seats is too much. Because unless and until what they have thought is 10 of those 17 or 12 of those 17 are seats that BJP is going to win by 4-5 lakh votes, toh Congress ko de dete hai, so they can just give it to some cadre and enjoy ke hum log ne itne seats pe lade.
So Samajwadi Party ka ke Akhilesh ji ka answer to Navika, that was a hilarious moment. I'm not going to play it, but if you guys have not looked at for a recent interview clip of Navika Kumar of Times Now questioning Akhilesh ji about what did you mean by YM ya kya pata nahi kuch to ek abbreviation
tha MY alliance, and he said nahi. So she asked ki aapne Rajya Sabha ticket mein MY ko kyun nahi diya, and he's like, MY mein M is Mahila or Y is Youth, something like that.
That was Hindi mein kehta party ka gaya Raja.
So then Navika said, Akhilesh ji, aap jitne saalon se rajniti mein, usse zyada main rajnitik reporter reh chuki hu, please ye shagufa kisi aur ko khilaiye.
I loved it though. It was so good.
I absolutely loved it. It is also almost Akhilesh Yadav acknowledging that they have nothing to do, they have no idea about Hindu votes and how to do it. So basically ye bakwas chal raha hai, right? So
Akhilesh ji's unhone lagbhag mana kar diya hai moment as far as Hindu voters are concerned.
They are like ke bas ho hi gaya hai. So there is that's the funny thing of that. Now this time Akhilesh is a very interesting situation. So the Yadav family seats, and I call it the Yadav family seats, your Firozabad, Mainpuri, Badaon area, right? They are Badaon area. They are all owned. Dharmendra Yadav was there, Dimple Yadav was there. Now Shivpal and Akhilesh were actually fighting for the last 2-3 elections. Since Mulayam Singh Yadav passed away, this is the first time Shivpal Yadav has come back. So when we come to the central Uttar Pradesh Awadh area, the SP belt, this time the SP is on a much stronger wicket there. Because you have Firozabad se Akshay Yadav, Vainpuri se Dimple Yadav, Badaon se Shivpal Singh Yadav, who I think SP barely lost that seat. BJP scraped through. Swami Prasad Maurya's daughter was fighting from there. And I expect SP to get like 5 or 6 seats there. So I personally think that this is going to be a tougher election in Awadh Pradesh than BJP claims, because Mayawati was never strong that much. But Congress has gotten a virtual because of the positions they've taken and because of the stance they've chosen to adopt, 80 to 90% Muslim vote. So even if Congress had like 10% vote towards itself, it should be easier for them to transfer that vote to the SP. So I think they have a better chance there to do. But on Western Uttar Pradesh, Mayawati and Akhilesh together got about 7 seats last time. I don't see them getting more than 5, the Congress and Akhilesh alliance. If they get more than that, I'll be absolutely shocked. Now we come to the Purvanchal region, where Yogi Adityanath and his because of Gorakhpur and stuff, he's extremely strong there. And I will say the alliance with Nishad party, the alliance with Nitish Kumar in Bihar, because we're going to talk about Bihar.
Can I just take this moment to please just go LOL ki tavde saab meri podcast pe aake nahi 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 aur maine unko tabhi bola tha aap thodi der mein sukka balti khane wale ho aur wah sala mere ko log aise troll kar rahe jaise main Vinod Tavde hu. Are bhai main thodi na Vinod Tavde hu, main thodi na BJP hu. Maine to honestly ulta I asked him a question and I even trolled him on the podcast. I was like, aap ye bol rahe ho sukka पलटी खाओगे और लोग मुझे ट्रोल कर रहे थे कि जैसे मैं विनोद तावड़े हूं. अरे मैं नहीं हूं.
नो पीपल आर लाइक कि आप कैसे कर सकते हो, कैसे कर सकते हो. हम लोग ले यार, हम लोग तो बोले ही थे कि इलेक्शन के लिए एनीथिंग इज पॉसिबल इन इंडिया.
सवाल ही नहीं है भाई.
या डोंट बी सो शॉक्ड आल्सो. सो वी'ल टॉक अबाउट बिहार इन डिटेल, बट बेसिकली बिहार बिहार का भी थोड़ा जेडीयू का कैस्केडिंग इफेक्ट एक दो सीट्स में होगा इन द बॉर्डर सीट एरिया. व्हाट इज इंटरेस्टिंग इज गोरखपुर में दे हैव केप्ट रवि किशन अगेन, एंड देन दे हैव केप्ट यू नो आजमगढ़ से दिनेश लाल यादव. नाउ आजमगढ़ इज अ स्ट्रॉन्ग वॉज अ स्ट्रॉन्ग एस पी सीट, बट लास्ट टाइम दिनेश लाल यादव ऑल्सो नोन एज नेरहुआ द star, the Bhojpuri star, he breached that fortress of Mulayam Singh Yadav after he passed away. So that is the one very interesting name, and he's a Bombay name, is Kripashankar Singh, who was the guy from Congress who was taken into the BJP. He's from Jaunpur, Uttar Pradesh, and he has been given Jaunpur to fight in UP. उसको literally महाराष्ट्र के पॉलिटिक्स से निकाल के यूपी के पॉलिटिक्स में डाल दिया. सो
भाई देखो अभी ऐसा है ना कि बीजेपी और बीजेपी के वाहियात डिसीजन जो है ना, एंड आई से दिस एज अ बीजेपी वोटर, बीजेपी और बीजेपी के वाहियात डिसीजन डोंट सरप्राइज मी एनी मोर. ये वही आदमी है जिसने आरएसएस की साजिश वाला वो 2611 किया था, याद है ना?
करेक्ट, एब्सोल्युटली.
द मैन बॉस, इफ यू आर फ्रॉम मुंबई, दिस मैन मेड हिज करियर इन मुंबई, ही केम टू मुंबई. अभी allegedly, because bhai nahi to case ho jata hai, to allegedly the man has been involved in rampant corruption, allegedly. And BJP picks this man, RSS ki sajish bolne wala, and puts him in Jaunpur, UP. Arre bhai kuch to sharam karo yaar, BJP walo kuch to sharam karo.
I'm going to say that Milind Devra would have been a better pick within the BJP than Kripashankar Singh.
It is disgusting. Disgusting. I mean, and because BJP supporters like us have to say it.
Absolutely. Matlab, I have been, the joke I say is I've been a Mumbai supporter as long as I've been a BJP supporter. I mean, that's how much I love the city. And I've followed the politics. And mujhe yaad hai, a lot of people jinke saath I was having a conversation off the record, you know, how aghast I was when that was happening. Aghast, absolutely.
शर्म लोग है यार, कोई मतलब शर्म ही नहीं रह गई है यार.
नो आई फील बैड फॉर देवेंद्र फडणवीस, बिकॉज आई थिंक जेन्युइनली आफ्टर 2014 देयर वाज अ लॉट ऑफ मोमेंटम विद बीजेपी इन मुंबई, एंड आई थिंक दे हैड अ चांस मे बी इन अ कपल ऑफ इलेक्शंस टू गेट रिड ऑफ पीपल लाइक हिम. बट एनीवेज, माय आवर जॉब इज टू कमेंट ऑन what candidates the parties
is mamle mein frustration nikalna banta hai as a
movement. of course so I mean I the frustration is justified, but I have to be like ki Jaunpur mein kya hoga. I think he'll win.
abhi main Maharashtra ke upar ek dedicated podcast karne wala hu ye mahine. स्मिता से मेरी बात हो गई है, स्मिता देशमुख से, वहां पे मैं मेरी गोखले ब्रिज की फ्रस्ट्रेशन निकालने वाला
हूँ. सही है. By the way,
क्या है गोखले ब्रिज?
And Jaunpur is a very interesting seat because Jaunpur is a seat that has gone back and forth. So BJP has never won that seat twice in a row since 1989. They've always gone between BJP, Janata Dal, Samajwadi Party, BJP, Bahujan Samaj Party, BJP. So it's like a 50-50 seat. Even in 2014, which was like the only time BJP won with a very comfortable 1.5 lakh margin, and that too because the SP-BSP votes were divided. In 2019, they again lost by about 90,000 votes. So it's not a done deal seat, is what I'm saying. A lot of people message me saying, "Arey Varanasi ka to bole." I was like, "Varanasi ka kya bolenge?" Prime Minister Narendra Modi is going to be, of course, the nominee of BJP, and I guarantee you, he'll probably beat the margin that he won by last time, because if you go around and talk to anyone, one, it's a safe BJP seat. Congress has only won it once in the last 30 plus years. That was in 2004, you know, and we all know what happened in 2004. It was a, you know, it's a very strange sort of election in that. But last time Prime Minister Modi got 64% of the vote, I expect that number is going to be probably even higher than 64% because of the work and everything that's done there. So anyways, there's that. And of the Varanasi seat. But apart from that, in within UP, and before we go to the next seat, which is we'll talk a little bit about Uttarakhand before we go to Maharashtra and Bihar. These are not your old school new concept ke 30% MPs ko drop kar do aur naye 30% MPs ko le aao. These are tried and tested faces. These were all lambi lace ke ghode, right? A couple of people that were surprise picks, I thought, was Dripendra Mishra, who is the private secretary to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, his son, who, you know, was selected for IPS and then he went into investment banking, Saket Mishra. He's a member of the MLC. He's an MLC and then he's going to be the candidate of BJP from Shravasti. Another couple of interesting Jagdambika Pal, who used to be a lifelong Congressee but has switched over to the BJP in 2014.
Thoda, he's, time ho gaya. He's been with the BJP now.
He's for 10 years. Yeah. No, my point was that he was considered ki ye inko drop kar denge, but he actually kept holds on to Domaria Ganj. Domaria Ganj, he won as a Congress MP in 2009, but he's basically won that seat and with a comfortable 1 lakh vote margin for the last 3 Lok Sabhas. So it's a very, very big thing. And BJP nominated 51 things. 6 are allies. So essentially 57 ka to decision ho hi gaya. There are about 20 people, 20 seats left. Usme se I'll just go over a couple of crucial ones. One is Saharanpur. That's going to be a very tough election for BJP. Moradabad is going to be a tough one. Meerut is going to be a crucial one as well. We'll see who goes, but Meerut, they have RLD, so it might be a little easier for them. The other interesting one is Onla se they have Dharmendra Kashyap. That means Meneka Gandhi obviously is not going to get a seat. She was the BJP candidate, I think, from Sultanpur. That was Varun Gandhi. She was from Pilibhit and Sultanpur. They kept going. I don't see Varun Gandhi being renominated as well this time. So I will have to see who gets it. And from Rai Bareli, Congress has nominated Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, as I was expected. So now we'll have to see who BJP will get. I am actually going to say something, Kushal. Rai Bareli is a 50-50 seat. I think BJP has a very solid chance of taking Rai Bareli from the Congress. What is interesting is I thought ki Rahul Gandhi ko chhodi denge Congress wale, but they still have kept Amethi. So we'll have to see what happens. But Smriti Irani is on a very strong wicket in Amethi.
Yeah, I think she'll win Amethi.
Yeah, absolutely.
Last time bhi jeeta tha, is baar bhi jeetenge. I think Rai Bareli bhi jeet jayegi BJP.
But we have to see life. We'll have to see kaun hai unka nominee, because they have not revealed that yet. I hope it's going to be a last minute sort of thing. If Meneka was going to be given a ticket, I would actually give it to Meneka Gandhi. Agar aapko jeetna
hai, Pilibhit kisko dene wale hain?
What I'm saying. They haven't nominated yet.
Bada maza aayega. Pilibhit kisko milne wali
hai? Varun Gandhi has not been nominated yet. So it's a seat that BJP has
backdoor negotiations chalu hoengi.
Absolutely. So it's Pilibhit has been a non-Congress seat since 1984. It's been Meneka Gandhi who has won it as Janata Dal, independent. Parshuram Gangwar has won it, and then Varun Gandhi has won. And I mean, if she decides to contest as an independent, it is going to be a factor. I'm not going to say ke kuch nahi hoga, because there is that situation in Pilibhit. So there's that situation in Uttar Pradesh. I personally think, based on the alliances and stuff, BJP is likely to get to that 60-65 mark again. To get to 70, it's going to be very tough. I know some of the opinion polls are saying, but I always keep saying this, campaigning abhi shuru nahi hui hai, and there are going to be a lot of last minute vote transfers within the BSP SP Congress. So if the BJP has to get 70 seats, they have to make inroads in like Western UP, where the demographic is very against them, because if there is a 30-35% Muslim population in seat where there is a 90% consolidation, then SP and Congress are starting at a base level of 28%. Or uske upar they only need another 15% to win the seat. So it's
but Praveen ne Pradeep ne sorry Pradeep Bhandari ne kya bola tha ki up to 35% Muslim percentage in a constituency actually now has a very high level Hindu consolidation, and we have seen now this trend that the Muslim veto actually now up to 35% has been pretty much destroyed.
But see, agreed, but that holds true especially for places like Bengal and stuff like that where the incumbent is not in power. UP is a very curious situation because Yogi is in power and Modi is in power. So sometimes you have that issue within the within vote. So there is going to be, you know, your OBC vote, right? So yeah, division between your Yadav votes, division between your Brahmin votes, then you're going to have the whole Thakur vote situation, uska consolidation kaise hota hai. But BJP has got its caste composition right. I will say this. They, in the 195 names, I think the significant, there is a percentage of OBC population acknowledging the amount of votes that they have gotten. And one thing I'll say for sure before we get into the other states is, for BJP to even get to 300, they need to have an 80% strike rate out of 195. They need to get at least 150 to 160. This is the ball game for BJP. These are the seats: UP, Rajasthan, Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, Jharkhand, Chhattisgarh. Those seats in Bengal where you are the strongest, Assam. You need to get an 80% strike rate. Then if BJP gets anywhere less than 65 or 70%, then they are looking at a 272-ish sort of number and not a simple majority in the
basically tu kya bol raha hai malum hai, tu ye bol raha hai, ye wale jo states hai na, ye basically ye region central matlab west correct. North ye sab mila
northwest, ke northwest. Absolutely. So I'll give a crazy statistic. In northwest India, and if you count Maharashtra, Maharashtra, UP, Bihar, your Punjab, not Punjab, Punjab mein toh they did well, but Himachal, Haryana, all of those states, Congress got a grand total of 5 seats or less than fantastic. 5 seats.
Last time. By the way, people don't know how total southern India may be BJP has 1 MP more than Congress.
And it will have more. We'll talk about that. My Tamil Nadu, yeah. I'm dying to talk about Tamil Nadu and Kerala. But my point is, the reason Indian elections are a foregone conclusion is because the Congress party is a walking disaster. They got 5 seats. That's it. They 5 seats where it was in a straight contest with the BJP in those states. To give you a comparison, in 2004, where the Congress did better than the BJP, Congress won 12 just from Gujarat, where right now they don't even look like winning any single seat. So all these sort of fiasco scenarios are because the Congress party is not even in the picture or in the running right now. So quickly moving on to Uttarakhand, which is north of UP, the 5 seats there, I think BJP is going to win 4-1 or 5-0. The only person that could cause a little bit of trouble is in that Harish Rawat wala seat. And that is only because of the whole Agniveer scheme and what is the impact, because Uttarakhand has a lot of army personnel and a lot of retired Faujis as well. And there are very sort of mixed bag reactions to the Agniveer scheme. So it will be either a 3-2 split at most for the Congress or a 4-1. I am looking at a more like a 4-1 split for the BJP. The three nominees that they've given, Malyar, Raj Lakshmi Shah, Ajay Tamta and Ajay Bhatt, old leaders of the BJP. Malyar, Raj Lakshmi Shah was the wife of Manavendra Shah, the old BJP hand. He was the the Raja, if I'm not mistaken, of that region. And she won her seat last time as well. So I think I expect that she's going to do the same thing. Interestingly, no Vijay Bahuguna listed this time. Vijay Bahuguna had joined the BJP from the Congress. I don't know if he's going to be given a a seat, like a Lok Sabha seat and something. I have not seen his sister's name as well, Rita Bahuguna Joshi, so far. So I don't know if that is going to happen, if she's going to be given Prayagraj wala seat, where she did pretty well last time. So there's going to be an interesting sort of situation with Rita Bahuguna Joshi as well. So that's Uttarakhand and Uttar Pradesh. Now comes to the fun state, Kushal. Are you excited about this? Yes, indeed.
Maharashtra.
So as a Mumbai
आज का rumor है, BJP ने बोला है महाराष्ट्र का आज का rumor है. अभी तक मेरी स्मिता से बात नहीं हुई कि ये rumor correct है कि false है. उसके sources क्या बोल रहे हैं? मगर BJP बोल रही है हमको 30 से 35 seat तो चाहिए ही बाकियों को.
नहीं मिलेगा.
48 में से 30 से 35 seat BJP मांग रही है. एंड अभी इसमें शिंदे सेना, एनसीपी और हमारे, जब भी मैं देखता हूँ शिप, मुझे याद आता है लक्षद्वीप. आई लव दैट मैन. आई मीन ही शुड बी ऑलवेज बी देयर इन द पार्लियामेंट जस्ट फॉर हिज पन्स एंड वन लाइनर्स. रामदास आठवले जी की जय.
ऑफ कोर्स, एग्जैक्टली.
सो
go Athavale ji, go.
Yeah, I mean, BJP and three more allies, how the hell are they going to manage the seat?
They can't.
Yeah, so they will cut a deal like this. BJP will be like, assembly mein hum aapko jyada seat denge, humko Lok Sabha mein jeetne to.
There are three things that are going to happen. A, assembly wala seat. Dusri, this idiotic thing that happens in India. Hongi nominee, NCP or ek shinde ke, but they will fight on a BJP symbol. So technically they are listed as BJP seats, but unke nominee honge. Quite frankly, BJP does not have 48 people to win all seats, 48 nominees to have a serious challenge in all 48 seats of Maharashtra. There has only been one pan Maharashtra party ever, and that has been the Congress. BJP and Shiv Sena have always operated in small areas of Maharashtra, and that's how their alliance has worked, because they are complementary in most areas of Maharashtra. Of course, after the breakup with Uddhav Thackeray and then Shinde coming over, this is a very weird sort of conundrum, because you have the Ajit Pawar-led, which I'm not a fan of Ajit Pawar-led NCP and the kind of nuisance value that will bring the NDA, but you know, it is what it is. They've come up with the alliance. The issue is going to
I don't like the alliance, but then I'm not BJP, right?
Exactly.
So the BJP will just tell me to shut up and sit in the corner.
No, I mean, the fact is that they are going to get the Maratha vote, right? That's where the Ajit Pawar's strength is. Now, the BJP strength in the same areas, and BJP and NCP were a lot of, in a fight in Marathwada and in Western Maharashtra, was in the non-Maratha vote, right? So what happens to your cadre? What happens to your face? There are about 4 or 5 MPs where there are sitting BJP MPs, and there are going to be demands made by Shiv Sena or Ajit Pawar's thing for them. Now, when it comes to Baramati or something, obviously he's going to get it.
और तूने नोट किया ना, जो फर्स्ट लिस्ट आई है उसमें एक सीट भी महाराष्ट्र से,
एक सीट भी नहीं है महाराष्ट्र से, और एक सीट भी महाराष्ट्र से नहीं है.
मतलब जोरदार बैटिंग चालू है हर साइड से.
हाँ, and I don't even think बिहार से एक भी हुई है, if I'm not mistaken.
Let me check. महाराष्ट्र से नहीं हुई है. हाँ, शायद बिहार से भी नहीं हुई है. हाँ, बिहार
हाँ नहीं हुई है. सो आई वाज लुकिंग एट दैट. बेसिकली योर टू बिगेस्ट एलाइज ऑफ द एनडीए हैपन टू बी इन महाराष्ट्र एंड बिहार, व्हिच कॉन्स्टिट्यूट 90 सीट्स. And there has not been a single nominee.
Jordar negotiations chalu hai. Jordar.
And your third ally is in Karnataka. Wahan bhi ek bhi seat nahi hui hai. Karnataka mein bhi negotiations chalu hai. So the only difference is with Mr. Devegowda. I don't know if it's seat negotiations or financial negotiations. We'll find out more when the seats come out in Karnataka. But the fact is,
I think and financial negotiations are interrelated.
Exactly. The fact is, तीनों मिला के 118 सीट्स है, 28, 42 and 48. It's a very very high number.
काम करना महाराष्ट्र एंड गोवा दोनों को कर लेना फिर.
चलो, we'll do महाराष्ट्र एंड गोवा, both of them.
महाराष्ट्र 48 सीट्स एंड
No, 48 seats in Goa is two. So Maharashtra plus Goa is a nice round number of 50. So Maharashtra, mein, let's look at the four regions of Maharashtra, right? One is your Marathwada region. The other is your Bombay Thane belt. The third is your northern Maharashtra region, which is near the bordering Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat, and so forth. And the fourth is
BJP
Western Maharashtra.
Do extremely well in the NCR region, which is Mumbai, Thane, Bhiwandi. You can even go up to Pune. They will do well there. Mm-hmm. In some regions in Kokand, they will do well. Their problem is Vidarbha or and that region.
Vidarbha se bhi zyada Marathwada is going to be a big problem.
Marathwada, agar NCP hai na.
I have to ask you something. How do you feel about the great Ashok Chauhan joining the BJP?
Kabhi aisa hai ki when I look at Kripa Shankar Singh joining BJP.
तब तो सब नॉर्मल लगता है।
I mean, आता काय बोलायचं?
आता काय बोले?
क्या बोलने का? अभी ठीक है।
हाँ, नहीं नहीं, I'm just laughing यार।
दुख दर्द पीड़ा का कोई इलाज नहीं है अभी। बीजेपी किसी को भी ले लेती है अभी।
हाँ, नहीं मतलब अशोक चव्हाण तो यार क्या है यार? क्या ही बोले अशोक जी का तो? हाँ,
अभी दिल को ऐसे सिर्फ चुबाते रहते हैं वो लोग, ऐसे रोज एक सुई मारते हैं बीजेपी वाले।
हाँ, and I mean, quite frankly, Ashok Chauhan's as was shocking, but he would provide at least BJP being a factor in the Nanded, Bhokar, you know, Latur region. Latur, of course, since Vilas Rao Deshmukh, Congress has always struggled. People don't talk how significant of a blow it was. Even Sharad Pawar leaving the Congress and forming the NCP was not as much of a blow to them as Vilas Rao Deshmukh's death was in 2012. I have not been a fan of the man's politics, but cannot deny that since till he was there, the BJP and Sena have only formed the government once, till when Vilas Rao was alive, in 95 to 99. They have not formed an alliance. Ah, Lok Sabha mein unko 28, 20 aate the, but even then, apart from 95 and 1999, even in Lok Sabha, the Congress used to never stop being a factor. He knew when to do these strategic alliances. 2009 mein when BJP Sena looked like they would storm back to power, Raj Thackeray comes in as a spoiler and stuff. So, by the way, there are rumors that Raj Thackeray also wants something in the NDA. So, I don't know.
Oh, yaar, matlab how will he be accommodated? You explain how many votes does he bring on the table? We have to answer that question, right?
Raj Thackeray.
I mean, I like him as an orator. I'm personally a fanboy. Whenever he speaks, I love
only
it.
Oratory.
And I don't watch Raj Thackeray if he speaks in Hindi. By the way, Raj Thackeray speaks very well in Hindi also. But Raj Thackeray is at his brilliant best when he's speaking in Marathi. I understand Marathi completely. This is my home state. So, I mean, I always, like, every time Raj Thackeray is on TV, I'm like, Marathi mein bol, please, Marathi mein bol, please. It's so much fun to listen to it.
Yes, it is. I will not deny that. It's a lot of fun to listen to him in Marathi. Nahin, aur, dekho, Thackeray's ke liye, that's a natural sort of thing also, na? I shouldn't say Thackeray's. He has
God-level oratory.
Yes, inherited the legacy of Balasaheb Thackeray, na? So that is God level oratory. That is the reason why you see the whole Thackeray family advantage coming to that. So, but having said that, let's look at Maharashtra. So Raj Thackeray is only a factor in the Mumbai belt, Mumbai Konkan belt, right? So let me talk Mumbai Konkan belt. BJP is on its strongest wicket there because there. When Uddhav went, the whole debate was whether they are going to get the Marathi vote in the Thane Kalyan region and the North Mumbai region or not.
Because you named Uddhav Thackeray ji, what if I told you udhar bhi batting chalu hai piche se? Koi sharam nahi reh gayi hai abhi is system mein. Matlab Uddhav Thackeray se bhi feelers aa rahe hain aur yahan se bhi feelers ja rahe hain.
Nahi, par kuch hoga nahi.
BJP mein kuch bhi chalu hai is samay.
If you ask me, kuch hoga nahi, because Uddhav Thackeray is a strange guy. Like, the thing is, there is too much bad blood that has been spilled between the BJP and Uddhav Thackeray. So that's why I feel ki kuch wahan pe hoga nahi.
What I understand, it is Mr. Amit Shah and the Uddhav Thackeray family now have stopped getting along. So
Well, yeah, no, that's what broke up the alliance because of the whole.
If Mr. Shah doesn't like someone, from my experience of the BJP is, bro, you're not getting anywhere.
Yeah, I mean,
Mr. Modi has to really like that person to supersede Mr. Shah. Otherwise, Mr. Modi usually listens to Mr. Shah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, no, not just that. So, if you look at the situation in Maharashtra, Mr. Shah was in Mumbai today. He was with Asha Bhosle right now a few minutes ago, where she was, there was a clip about her sweetly Asha Thai singing a song and stuff. If indeed he was in a flat in Pedder Road, Nato Varsha Bungalow Bahut Dur Hai, where he can go and talk to Shinde about accommodating Uddhav, Nato Dadar Us Side Pe Thoda Itna Dur Hai, where he can go and talk to Uddhav Thackeray near Matushri. So if Mr. Shah wanted to make that trip to Dadar or Varsha Bungalow or wherever Ajit Pawar's lobby is, there are ways he can make it happen. But unfortunately, for Uddhav Thackeray, I don't think he's even in the first priority of the BJP folks there. So having said that, let's look at a little bit of perspectives now from like a long-term perspective ki baat karte hai, from in terms of what BJP in Maharashtra means, right? BJP in Maharashtra was at its highest in 2019. When BJP and Sena essentially swept the state and reduced Congress to one seat and NCP to, I think, four seats or something like that. In Maharashtra, there are small players also, like that Vanchit Bahujan Aghadi, Hitendra Thakur's party, there is this Prakash Ambedkar, there is this Hatkanglewala seat where Shetkari Swabhimani Sangathana and Raju Shetty, all those are 1-1 players, and they, people would do strategic alliances with all that. Now, BJP and Sena had so gotten to a point where those strategic alliances were only in like for a few Vidhan Sabha seats, but they had slowly become that alliance. Their splitting up meant that BJP lost a lot of ground, which it got by default. BJP was obviously the senior most partner there, but Devendra Fadnavis then becoming number two in this government has also ensured that he is not, in the chief ministerial decisions and so forth. Now, people may argue that Mr. Fadnavis might be what Balasaheb Thackeray was in 1995 with the remote control in this government. And I hope that is the case because he's a good man. I hope he gets
never underestimate Devendra Fadnavis.
I don't. That's my point is. I think
people in Maharashtra would say Fadnavis.
Fadnavis, yes. So he's going to push for 30 seats and so forth. And I don't know how far is he going to get with that. But I personally think the magic number for BJP might be about 28 or something. They'll get about 28 seats to fight on. And then Shinde Sena gets about 7 or 8 seats. And Ajit Pawar gets about 8 seats. Ajit Pawar, they're saying, is not budging from 10. But that's my split. If that happens, BJP...
Ajit Pawar is honestly between you and I. Abhi alliance partner hai, he's fair to ask 10 seats. Yeah, it's not unfair. I'm being straight up honest with you. It's fair for him to ask for 10 seats. Itna to lega hi na yaar.
Of course.
Like he does not get the Maratha vote. Na, he does get the Maratha vote.
Correct. He does. And the thing is, Ajit Pawar gets votes where neither Shinde nor BJP can get it. So that is the difference, na? How are you going to deal with that? Because there is going to be internal rumblings within cadres also about how to deal with Ajit Pawar, right? So there are those two things. And now looking at a sort of if you come back and look at a larger picture when it comes to this, Ajit Pawar also happens to be in this way where he can cause more damage in 15 seats than he can bring you advantage in 8 seats. So BJP has to do that. With them having tied up with Ajit Pawar, they cannot now talk trash about him the same way they did in the previous elections. So they'll have to manage that expectations as well. So ultimately, I think that is the thing.
I think it will be now, converted to the personality of Mr. Modi.
Right. Now here is the thing. I think Baramati is in play this time because Ajit Pawar is there. Ajit Pawar is your Shivpal Singh Yadav of the NCP. Last time there was a seat called Madha which Sharad Pawar won in 2009, and Vijay Singh Mohite Patil was given that seat in, who was the deputy CM in 2014, and he won that seat in, you know, the BJP wave. BJP gave that seat to Sadabhau Ghot, who was the SWP, the Swabhimani Paksha, basically, as I was talking about. They came to within 2%, but in 2019, Vijay Singh Mohite Patil flips over to the BJP and Ranjit Singh Naik Nimbalkar actually wins that seat. So Madha, I think, is, I would put BJP in chance, but Baramati, with which is the old, which is the Raibareli of Maharashtra.
I've heard people in Maharashtra BJP and central BJP saying, "Hum Baramati jitenge." I'm like, wait, what? These are not people who are faffing. These are serious people.
I completely agree. Kushal, let me put it this way. The chances of them winning Baramati are more than the chances of them winning.
Margin itna bada nahi tha loss ka.
So I think they have a full chance of winning Baramati Lok Sabha. So also in the Konkan region, I should have gone to Konkan, but we jumped to the Marathwada belt. But Konkan region, Narayan Rane is in the BJP, another person from the Congress.
Yeah, but he gets votes in that region.
Narayan Rane is understandable. His going to the Congress was a shocker. Not his coming back to the Alliance. He was the CM of Maharashtra as a Shiv Sainik. And the only reason why Congress and so hated was Rane within the Thackeray family for going to the Congress, that it is rumored, and again, I'm going to say allegedly, because, you know, we don't want to get sued for this. Allegedly, it was said the support that the Congress got for Pratibha Patil or Pranab Mukherjee and a couple of others was Vilas Rao's way of negotiating and ensuring that Narayan Rane never ever becomes the CM of Maharashtra. So that was the carrot they used to dangle, that usko center mein rakhenge, we will never make him the CM, and Shiv Sena has to give some strategic support to the Congress. That's what my sources within the Maharashtra Journalism Society have told me. So you can ask and see what people say. But so that's the history. So then I'm going to go down to Konkan, down to Goa, because we talked about Goa. Goa has two seats. One is Goa North and the other is Goa South. And that is like literally two seats are divided across demographics. Goa North is more...
BJP jeet jayegi dono.
नहीं गोवा साउथ इज गोवा साउथ में लास्ट टाइम हारे थे वो लोग बिकॉज विल सी अभी तो ये है नॉर्थ गोवा में तो राइट नाउ देर आर 20 विधानसभास बीजेपी बीजेपी won 17 आउट ऑफ those 20 एंड वन ऑफ देम वेंट टू देयर एलाई एंड Shripad Nayak has won that seat. It used to be called Panaji Lok Sabha till 2004, then North Goa. But Shripad Nayak has won that seat since 1999. So, and I don't see that changing this time as well. Shripad Nayak won Goa mein jahan margins bahut kam hote. Shripad Nayak wins that seats by between 80,000 and 1 lakh vote.
Last time jo seat haare the Goa ki uska margin the.
So South Goa is very interesting. South Goa is about 35 to 40% Christian vote. But what people forget is Manohar Parikar did a lot of outreach within the Christian community. There were 4 or 5 MLAs. They still are from the BJP that are Christians who have won on BJP tickets from South Goa. And Francisco Sardinia, who's an old face from the Congress. And then I think he may have him or Eduardo Falerio, basically, who was the other MLA. He joined the Trinamool Congress and then came back. And not Eduardo, I'm sorry. I think it was someone from Goa, actually. Luzinho joined the Trinamool Congress. And I think that Rajya Sabha seat was given. But Francisco Sardinia won the seat by 10,000 votes. Very narrow margin against Narendra Sawalkar. Narendra Sawalkar in 2014 won that seat by 30,000 votes. So right now, it's again going to be a very close margin. It's going to be a 20,000-30,000 margin. So whoever it is that is the South Goa nominee, so North Goa nominee has already been declared. It's going to be Shripad Nayak again. South Goa, they have not declared the nominee yet.
Karenge. Uske liye wo fight chalu hai.
So the debate and the discussion is still going on. I think whoever it is, they have their task cut out, because one, they'll have to work with the local Goa BJP. Local Goa BJP, maybe there have been a lot of people taken from the Congress.
Christian ko dena chahiye.
I don't think that'll happen.
I know.
Lok Sabha mein nahi karenge.
Hindu to वैसे ही वोट कर देंगे ना, तो क्रिश्चियन को सीट दो तो क्रिश्चियन को शायद वोट करते हैं क्रिश्चियन.
I don't know.
और मैंने बोल दिया इतनी मेरे को भयंकर गालियां पड़ेंगी इसके लिए. गद्दार ओके बाज. मैं तो देखो मैं तो
वेल नो आई थिंक नो दैट वाज द लॉजिक एंड व्हिच इन पतनमथिट्टा इट वाज गिवन टू अनिल एंथनी बिकॉज़ पतनमथिट्टा वाज ए सीट दैट बीजेपी हैड 31% इन केरला. And they were, the threshold was 31 to 32. You give it to Anil Anthony, you know, Christian leader, hope he gets about 10% of the Christian vote along with your vote, and then you win the seat.
I sincerely hope Anil wins. I am very fond of Anil. He's a very nice
guy. I saw your discussion with him. Excellent. I mean, he's a good man. And
I know personally, he's a very good man. I sincerely hope he wins. His heart is in the right place. अच्छा लड़का है.
And genuinely please, I want to say, हम लोग वो दो नहीं है कि भाई जो भी कांग्रेस से आएगा बीजेपी में वो
अनिल के लिए. देखो अनिल के लिए मैंने अच्छी चीजें बोली, कृपा शंकर के लिए भी बोली, अशोक चव्हाण के लिए नहीं बोली ना.
नहीं सेम, आई हैव नो प्रॉब्लम विद ज्योतिरादित्य और मिलिंद देवरा कमिंग. They are genuinely good people.
मिलिंद तो यार मैं तेरे को प्राइवेटली कितनी बार बोल चुका हूँ मिलिंद को ले लेना चाहिए. आज मैं बोल रहा हूँ मनीष तिवारी को पंजाब बीजेपी में ले लेना चाहिए. ही वुड बी अ ग्रेट एडिशन. आई एम सो फॉन्ड ऑफ मनीष तिवारी ऑल्सो.
हाँ नहीं बट एक्चुअली मिलिंद माइट हैव अ बेटर चांस. आई'd रादर मिलिंद देन कृपाशंकर सिंह.
अरे मिलिंद तो गया ना राज्यसभा में. मिलिंद तो गया ना राज्यसभा.
अब वो गया राज्यसभा में. बट आई एम टेलिंग यू दोज आर द टू ऑप्शंस और एनीवेज. बट यू नो आई डाइग्रेस. लेट्स कमिंग बैक टू महाराष्ट्र एंड देन वी विल रैप अप महाराष्ट्र एंड देन गो टू द अदर स्टेट्स. द वेस्टर्न महाराष्ट्र इज वेयर इट गेट्स इन द विदर्भ रीजन इज वेयर इट गेट्स अ लिटिल. वेस्टर्न महाराष्ट्र तो कोई बात ऑब्वियसली कर दी. विदर्भ रीजन इज वेयर इट गेट्स लिटिल क्यूरियस बिकॉज यू हैव द नागपुर वर्धा ऑल दोज सीट्स राइट. Typically, BJP has done very strong under Devendra Fadnavis. By the way, they haven't even declared the nominee for Nagpur. And I thought they would at least for Nagpur because it's Nitin Gadkari. Unless and until they are thinking something else. So, a high profile seat thi, jo aapke top 5 mein ek hai, uska to nominee kar deti, declare. But they have not even declared that. So, when it comes to that, there are a few question marks that are going to be asked. Ki un seaton se kaun ladega BJP mein se? Because last time, BJP swept and in Shiv Sena has not been very good in that region. So if you even look at the map, right, BJP ka aapko giant cluster dikhega Mumbai area mein. You'll see a big 50-50 split. So whether that in those seats, it's BJP does that, you know, in Amravati, Vardha, Ramtek, Nagpur, who they get, that's going to be the. Then there is another seat, Bhandara Gondia, where BJP has actually worked really well and done well, but that is Praful Patel's old seat. That's in the heart of Vidarbha. So what will they do there? Is Praful Patel going to ask for that seat? And then there is Amravati, which was given to, which was won by an independent last time, right? So this time there is going to be another debate. Where will that independent go? Will she go in some other seat? So it's going to be a very very hard fight. And I would not write Sharad Pawar out completely. If there is one person I never write out of politics, it is Sharad Pawar. He's managed to stay relevant for some bizarre reason in whatever way, shape or form. And so he will do all sorts of strategic alliances and stuff. And if Uddhav, Sharad Pawar and the Congress get their act together, Maharashtra is actually going to be BJP's most formidable challenge. I don't see this as a BJP sweep at all. I completely disagree with the opinion poll survey. So far, from what my sources have told me from the ground and everything, it is going to be BJP's in the advantage, obviously, but it is like 30 to 32 seats going to the NDA and 16 to 18 seats going to the India or UP or whatever alliance they are calling themselves now by. That is my perspective on this. Of course, once we go to the election or candidates ka naam aayega to pata chalega. But having followed Maharashtra politics for a long time, mera matlab dimag chakkar kha gaya when I see some people crossing party lines and stuff. And when we talk to Gujarat, I'll have a full rant about Arjun Modhwadia because I cannot believe that man's going to join.
That is so much fun.
Uh-huh. But aise logo ne join kiya, you know. So and in cases where you have The father-in-law in Congress and the daughter-in-law in BJP.
News भी आया था ना तो मैं तेरे बारे में सोच के बहुत हंसा था. Like क्या frustrated होगा आदित.
I'm like ये क्या है. No, I actually feel and we'll talk about that. It's a little bit sad also for the RSS cadres.
देख अपने को ना ये सारी states तो cover करने को होगा नहीं तो एक काम करते हैं. अगर तेरे हिसाब से ये ज्यादा बेटर होगा तो आज पार्ट वन में ना हम लोग कुछ स्टेट्स करते हैं और बाकी छोट-पुट स्टेट्स पार्ट टू में करते हैं और कुछ बड़ी स्टेट्स. नहीं तो हम ये चार घंटे भी खत्म नहीं होगा. चार घंटे भी खत्म.
अभी तो मैं बिहार में गया भी नहीं हूँ सो
हाँ इसलिए मैं बोल रहा हूँ. तो अपन क्या करते हैं कि ये वन पार्ट टू पार्ट थ्री करके हर एक स्टेट
ओके ओके. सो चलो वी टॉक्ड अबाउट यूपी महाराष्ट्र एंड स्टफ. व्हाट आई कैन डू इज वी कैन टॉक अबाउट बिहार झारखंड
बंगाल.
No. So that's what I'm saying. We'll talk about the candidates that BJP has already come out with. So for Bengal, Rajasthan and Gujarat, we can talk about them now because half the candidates are out. The others, which are not released yet, I know Maharashtra ki baat kar li. We'll talk a little bit more when the candidates are out. But Karnataka, Andhra, you know, all of Telangana, Bihar, Jharkhand, we can talk in the next part of the podcast. So. So you, okay, let me start with Bengal and then I'll go to Rajasthan and Gujarat. Bengal is the most curious election of all. It has.
Do you think Sandesh Khali will have an impact?
It not more than any localized impact. I don't see. Okay, here is the thing. People who are very mad about Sandesh Khali, by the way, I believe everyone should be angry about Sandesh Khali. It is obviously horrendous.
Every decent human being should be.
But, you know, there are many people who are not, you know, expressing. Everyone who is mad about Sandesh Khali was anyways voting for BJP or not voting for Mamata Banerjee. What you have to ask yourself is, are the people that are going to be voting for Mamata Banerjee, regardless of what happens, are going to switch their votes? And I don't see that. I honestly don't. There are a few swing voters that'll go left, right, and center and stuff. But overall, I think BJP is back to its 2019 strength. I think BJP is in a very strong position to win about 18 seats. Prime Minister Modi is very popular. He was in Bengal today. It was extremely popular there. The way they're talking about Kolkata, BJP is actually in a factor in a few Kolkata seats, I think. In Kolkata North, it's a huge factor because there is a significant Gujarati and Marwadi population there as well. And typically, you know, historically, there have been a lot of sort of BJP voters there. But unfortunately, what has happened is ki, in the last minute, there is always some sort of setting. So you have the Kolkata Uttar region where all, you know, Sudip Bandopadhyay is old face, doing pretty well. He used to win by sort of a very, very, very big margin. That BJP cut it down to 1 lakh votes in the last two elections. But the left, the CPIM still got about 2 lakh votes in 2014 and 80,000 votes there. So does the left vote go to Mamata? Last time it went to Mamata. Or does the left vote come to BJP? That's what we have to see. Rahul Sinha is your old BJP face or something.
Hindus in Bengal sufficiently polarized? It all boils down to that.
Correct. Absolutely. And it would be Kolkata. Another interesting one is Kolkata Dakshin. If Kolkata Dakshin would go to BJP, it would be a very emotional seat because that is the seat that Shyama Prasad Mukherjee won from in 1952. As Kolkata, it was Kolkata Southeast at that time. So there is that. Where BJP's core competence in Bengal is in the regions next to Bihar, in the northern region of Bengal, places where what Pradeep was saying, you know, 30-35% Muslim population, you saw a lot of. So North Bengal was a complete sweep for BJP. West Bengal, west of West Bengal, and a couple of pockets on the east were a complete sweep, and Mamata swept the south and the northeast portion. So that it Bengal is completely in clusters. Like, matlab aisa tha bhi nahi ki beech mein se ek do seats yahan yahan gayi hai and stuff. And what BJP has to ask now this time is, who are their nominees and like what are they going to do? I saw their faces. There are some pretty good faces. Some old hands, you know, Nishit Pramanik from Kuch Bihar, who won it last time. He's going to be doing that. The debate about the with Asansol nominee, now apparently he has withdrawn himself and someone else is going to be the thing, Lockett Chatterjee is another factor in Hooghly. Jadavpur is a very, very interesting seat. Anirban Ganguly, another good friend of mine. I'd be hoping for Anirban to win. It's a good man, has taken on Mamta for a long time. You have Bashir Ghat, which there is another chance for BJP. Maldaha Uttar, Khagen Murumu, again, a very interesting choice from Maldaha Uttar. Last time, Mausam Noor won it. It's a seat with, significant Muslim population, but last time, I'm sorry, Khagen Murumu won it in 2019, Mausam Noor won it in 2014. So Khagen Murumu again won it by 6%. So again, a very, very good choice. So there are some very interesting seats there where I expect BJP to get at least 40-45%, maybe more, and Soumendu Adhikari's name, and then the Ghatal seat, because Ghatal is another seat where BJP can go and spring some surprise, right? Because right now Deepak Adhikari won that seat as Dev by like 1 lakh votes, but I think it is ripe for BJP to do that. And if the most shocking part was in 2014, Muhammad Alam was given that seat and BJP just had 94,000 votes. In 2019, they went from 94,000 to 6,10,000.
Polarization, bhai.
Polarization. Exactly. So if...
Certain parts of Bengal in 2019 were polarized. Anticipate a little more polarization in 2024, which is why I think it will reflect in 2 to 3 extra seats in the favor of BJP in Bengal.
Exactly. And I'm telling you, there are two to three extra BJP. I'm not saying it's not possible, but I'm saying at least...
18. Last time BJP got 18. Mili thi na, 18. Haan, they got 18.
They'll get up to 20. Yeah.
I think they'll 20 to 22. I think BJP can get in Bengal.
They are already at 18. They, in my opinion, they're already at 18. They only need to get two more if they get to that or not. So there's that. So Bengal is going to be interesting, but the newer areas of Bengal which are ripe is the southern area of Bengal, which is Calcutta, your Hooghly belt and stuff, where I hope that BJP gets some last minute sort of help on those areas. So it's very interesting to see this sort of charge within the BJP. How that happens in the long term remains to be seen, but so far it's good news for the BJP. Absolutely.
Yeah. So Bengal, like I said, was very interesting for me for many reasons. Now let's discuss Bihar. And Bihar, then we'll do Bihar, and then we will, because I think depending on the time, we can do one more state maybe.
Okay. No, I think Bihar we should keep it for next time, because ek bar seats aa jaye. What I can do is I can talk about Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh. Nahin. Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Rajasthan, Gujarat ka wo jo cluster hai na, jahan seats declare ho gayi hai. I can talk about that cluster, and then we'll talk about Tamil Nadu, Bihar when the seats are declared. But we'll end with a little bit of Tamil Nadu, Kerala thing, because I want to talk where the gains have happened. So it won't be a seat by seat discussion. Wo next podcast mein karenge. So let's look at the cluster that is the strongest for the BJP. Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat and Rajasthan. Basically, Congress ka safaya ho gaya tha 2019 mein, to the point where they only had one seat, the Republic of Chindwara, Kamal Nath ki seat in Madhya Pradesh, and nothing else. Chhattisgarh ki sari seat sabhi bhi ho gayi hai. So we can discuss that, but at least let me talk about Madhya Pradesh and stuff first. Madhya Pradesh is where I think the BJP has opted for tried and tested faces over completely new faces. The biggest face, obviously, and someone I'm extremely happy to see, is Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Mamaji, fighting from...
Mamaji is back. I think Mamaji will win and minister banayenge. Ye badi clear abhi samajh gaye.
Haan, nahin, this is an old Mamaji seat. Vidisha is where he was the nominee from. And
I wasn't saying that. Now, people don't understand that the chief minister didn't make it. Brother, he didn't make it for this. They
told him that he will
minister. So, now it's so obvious that he will minister. If he doesn't make it, Modi ji will listen to the podcast. Just to F with Kushal, I won't make him minister.
Haan. कुशल जी की वजह से मामा जी का मंत्री जी कट गया, मंत्री पद कट गया.
सो बट आई थिंक दैट इज द मोस्ट नेचुरल आउटकम. आई एम अज्यूमिंग कि मामा जी को मिनिस्ट्री में डालेंगे.
No, absolutely. That is the most natural outcome. And I personally think that will definitely happen. And the reason it will happen is because BJP needs that old, those old lands. I personally was thinking that shayad Vasundhara ko bhi BJP ka, BJP CM ya aisa kuch karenge. But I don't see Vasundhara Raje ka happening. But however, Dushyant has been given a seat. That means that... you know, there is some sort of a patch up or agreement that has come. So I think that would mean that Rajasthan, they are sweeping again. They are looking at least 22 or 23, a number out of 25, if not all 25. They've only given 15 seats because abhi initial discussions chal rahe, but there are some very interesting faces. CP Joshi from Chittorgarh. Om Birla, of course, gets nominated. Gajendra Singh Shekhawat is the current minister from Jodhpur. I think they should all win. Alwar and say P.P. Chaudhary. And then you have Sumedhanand Saraswati from Sikar. Again, they are all... the curious one was Churu. Because Churu, mein they have nominated a Paralympics athlete called Devendra Jajaria. And the sitting MP actually went on Twitter to express that he was... discomfort over his choice. Now Churu was a seat that his father had won and that went to him. I have a bit of a controversial take, Kushal, on this. If you are an MP, if you are a mass leader or something, right, you should be, India should ultimately get, and if you are unbeatable in the seat, BJP will give you a ticket. But if your performance has not been what they expect in 10 years, because 10 years is a heck of a long time, I'm sorry, there is no excuse. So, yes, them ranting about it on Twitter, it's freedom of expression. They can do whatever the heck they want. But I'm just saying that 10 years is a long, long time. So, when people are saying, "Arey, 10 saal diye, 2 terms diye," yeah, you can do a heck of a lot in 10 years. If the prime minister, who has a million things to do, his constituency can be changed so much, right? You're getting the MP Lad fund. If you're not the minister, your motivation is to fix the constituencies. But a lot of people started taking their place within the BJP complacently, and so they have lost their sort of position in the pecking order. So there's Rajasthan. then we'll come to Gujarat. गुजरात इज नो नेम्स आर अ बिट ऑफ
देख कोई भी लड़ा दो ना सारी सीट्स तो वही जीतेंगे ना. गुजरात में तो ऐसा है, वो बेचारे गुजरातियों का हाल ये है ना, उनको बीजेपी ऐसा है ना, बोलती है अरे यार मोदी जी और शाह है ना, चलो हम तो वोट ही करने वाले. उधर क्या है, गुजराती अस्मिता आ जाती है कि हमारा प्रधानमंत्री तो आना ही चाहिए. तो कई बार मैं सोचता हूँ कि उधर है ना गुजरात, अभी कैसा हो गया, जिसका कोई नहीं उसका तो गुजरात है यारो, जिसको एडजस्ट कर रहा है उसको गुजरात में डाल दो, क्यों बेचारे गुजराती इतने डेडिकेटेड लोग हैं, वो बीजेपी को जिताते
नहीं. पर गुजरात में इस बार हल्के में नहीं लिया बीजेपी ने, दे हैव नॉमिनेटेड अ लॉट ऑफ देयर सीनियर फेसेस हु आई एक्सपेक्टेड वुड बी राज्यसभा सीट्स. परशोत्तम मकवाना, देन मनसुख
मांडविया को दिया.
Yes, Parshodham Makwana. I'm sorry, Parshodham Rupala. Then
dusra Makwana hai na, ek ek Makwana bhi hai usme.
Haan, nahi, that's a different one. No. This Parshodham Bhai Rupala, Mansukh Mandaviya, he has been given. Poonam Ben Madam has been
repeated. Mansukh Mandaviya ko to milega hi na, to aur kaun milega?
Mansukh Mandaviya ko to wo Rajya Sabha mein bhi la sakta hai. But these are agar Rajkot se dena hai.
Lok Sabha ka nasha alag hai, Rajya Sabha nahi
chahiye. Exactly. So you have Mansukh Mandaviya and Parshodham Rupala. Then there is Devusi Chauhan given from Kheda. There is a thing. There are only 3 seats in Gujarat where there is even a remote chance. 4 seats if I want to be generous, because Congress and Aam Aadmi Party are in alliance this time. One is Bharuch, where Aam Aadmi Party actually had a couple of MLAs and stuff like that. So it's going to be interesting, and even when they fought separately. So there is an area called Dedia Pada where Chaitarbhai Vasava won. It's a part of Bharuch Lok Sabha constituencies, and he's the only AAP party, who is the only MLA to win out of the others that used to be a BJP seat. So that Bharuch seat is going to be an interesting one. Last time BJP, of course, won Bharuch by 3 lakh votes. They won every single seat by 3 lakh votes, Mansukhbhai Vasava. So we'll have to see what they do. But last time also, Congress gave a Muslim face a ticket, Sher Khan Pathan. So, and I don't know how it went with, so, and they've done this. One election, they'll give it to a Muslim. One election, they'll give it to a Hindu. The two election where there has been a Muslim face nominated in Bharuch, Congress has gotten 3 lakh votes. The one election it hasn't been, in the last three, he has got 4 lakh votes. So you can see which way Congress is going, right? Then I mean, these are data studies. So this time they have given Chaitar Vasava, who's a sitting MP. He's been given because AAP is in MLA. And the other is Banaskantha. Banaskantha has over 20% Muslim population. Banaskantha also has a significant Thakur population. Thakur population is typically gone to with the Congress. There have been some inroads made by Modi and Shah lately. So those are two of the seats, and the other two is Amreli. Amreli is the one seat where they got really close in 2014. And the other, so it's Amreli, Banaskantha, Bharuch. And then if I really, really want to, you know, clutch at straws here, maybe they can talk about Dahod. Dahod is an old Congress seat too. But other than that, I don't see any chance for Congress in any seat. I'll be surprised if it's even a 25-1, because BJP has won very massively. Dahod, last time in 2022, even in the BJP wave, out of their 7 MLAs, 3 went to the Congress. And Dahod in 2019... Congress, that was one of the few seats where Congress lost by 1 lakh votes. That was the closest margin, 1.2 lakh votes. Otherwise, they lost everything else by 3.5 lakh votes. So Dahod is an old, you know, thing. So we'll have to see who does it. So let's see. And it's interesting times. But I'll tell you one thing. When we are talking about seats in Madhya Pradesh, and, you know, we'll talk about Chhattisgarh in the end, like Kushal said, in the next podcast, Madhya Pradesh has some, also apart from your Shivraj Singh Chauhan and stuff, it also has people like, you know, your Sudhir Gupta from Mandsaur, Gajendra Patel from Khargon, Gyaneshwar Patil. So it also has some workers. It's not just all old BJP guard and stuff. And Jyotiraditya Sindhya, of course, his first ever election on a BJP ticket from Guna. How that will impact the region around Guna, we'll
Madhya Pradesh
mein,
it's about kitne margin se jeette hain. Usme ijjat wala baat aa jati hai na. Ijjat wali baat aa jati
hai. So it's going to be like a 25-4 sort of thing, or a 27-2. I still think Congress is going to win Chindwara if Kamal Nath is with the Congress. And there is a one more seat, Ratlam, where they have a chance. Kantilal Bhuria ki seat. So it's probably going to be a 27-2 or a 26-3, but we'll see.
What if they lose every seat? Fir kya hoga in logon ka? Kya hoga Congress ka?
If they lose Chindwara, that means Congress will not have a single MP in Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, and Gujarat for, I think, the first time since independence.
Yeah. I have a very ganda feeling that BJP might win every single seat this time.
Correct.
Because kya hota hai malum hai? Voters ki psychology kya hoti hai? Voters tend to go with the better option for them because Indian politics is so centralized, right? So
that's right.
Realize ki agar ye dusra MP aa gaya to mera kuch kaam hi nahi hoga idhar, kyunki har jagah dekho, in India the tragedy is that MP, MLA and corporator, all three of them are basically doing tatti pishap issues. That's what I call it. Right? They are all involved in tatti pishap issues. So
that's
the
right.
Voter's mind at times, right? The voter's mind goes, ki, boss, if I elect this guy, I'm talking about a Hindu voter who votes for the Congress.
That's
their mind might go, ki, yaar, if I waste my vote on this guy, I'm not getting my tatti pishap issues also sorted because hai nahi. So some of them might jump into the BJP side, is my feeling. It could happen. Let's see. I won't be surprised if BJP basically sweeps this entire belt. Because look, this is a very serious. The Indian voter is very intelligent. They understand kisko vote karna hai, jisse mera kaam ho jayega. They are
very
sharp.
That's right. Or kaam ho jayega, and also the Indian voter realizes that long term fayda kisse hone wala hai. If you are going to have a certain BJP folks, uska fayda in terms of getting you know, freebies to some extent or getting stuff, wo kitna rahega? Lamba rahega, nahi rahega? You know,
valid question too.
Yeah. So we'll have to see how it works and kahan tak jata hai. But these are some very legitimate issues that could see coming up in the last elections.
Yeah. So I guess we'll stop at these states and the rest we'll cover in part two.
Absolutely.
No,
we can cover the rest in part. We'll talk about Chhattisgarh. Chhattisgarh mein, a couple of interesting things is... 10
seats hai Chhattisgarh mein.
11 seats. So...
Aray, 11 kaise 10 hui na yaar, Adit?
Nahi, 11 seats. It used to be...
Total 11. Total 11. I'm very sorry. Total 11, BJP ki 10 hai.
हाँ बीजेपी के 10 है टोटल 11 सीट्स है एंड बीजेपी इज लाइकली टू गेट दोस 10 सीट्स अगेन आई थिंक दे बीजेपी इज हैज नॉमिनेटेड ऑल 11 सीट्स यू नो यू हैव विजय बघेल हु इज फ्रॉम दुर्ग हु इज अ बिगर वेरी सॉर्ट ऑफ ओल्ड गार्ड गुड फेस फ्रॉम देयर यू डू नॉट हैव रमन सिंह नेम लिस्टेड फ्रॉम राजनांदगांव इट इज संतोष पांडे राजनांदगांव वाज रमन सिंह एंड हिज सन्स ओल्ड सत्रव सरोज पांडे गेट्स देयर एंड देन देयर आर अ फ्यू यू नो वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग नॉमिनीज चिंतामणि महाराज राइट फ्रॉम सरगुजा So how does, is that going to be a long-term sort of situation that they do? Are we going to see a couple more sort of godmen, so to speak, in there? And then we are going to, the other interesting thing is Mahesh Kashyap from Bastar. Now, Bastar is your Naxalite area and BJP still has done well in that. And it always seems to shock people why. But they have. Last time, actually, this lost was the first time they lost Bastar since 1998. Mm. And so most people think, you know, why are they doing this and so forth. But the thing is there... Raman Singh's thing has worked pretty well and his sort of outreach to the thing, the programs that they had for rice, some of the food program that has worked, and people still remember that. Now Chintamani Maharaj is an MLA that is there from Chhattisgarh, current MLA. He's a career politician. The reason I talked about the religious gurus and godmen in there is because there were rumors that from Madhya Pradesh or Chhattisgarh or from Bihar there was this one very senior, currently popular Baba who was supposed to be given a ticket. I don't think they have been, or maybe they have not been declared. And then there were rumors arrive, and I'm glad that they haven't been declared. I don't want to get into trouble. But there were a lot of rumors that they were not getting. But if these old school faces, the MLAs, your MPs have been given tickets, you know, MLAs have been tickets to fight an MP election, that means that the BJP is pretty confident, and rather than getting sort of people who can just win, they are going to go and get a long-term solution for this area. And so that is very good news for the BJP.
Yeah, I think like this belt overall is the BJP strong area. So good, we have covered quite a few states today because I knew we cannot do this in one part. We will have to do one more part.
But I will say one thing before we take questions is Tamil Nadu and Kerala. And I'm going to, BJP is in contest in at least 6 seats along both the seats. What are those 6 seats? We will talk in part 2. But someone actually accused me of being on drugs, and I told them that, buddy, I'm on data, not on drugs. So, main 6 seat mein aise nahi bol raha hun. There is legitimate data that I've seen from people, friends who've done polls there, from historic data. And from Annamalai's Yatra response, that Tamil Nadu and stuff, they do have that. And the reason why we obviously didn't talk about Odisha was Naveen and BJP. If their alliance happens, we'll see.
इसके लिए अभी बात करके कोई मतलब नहीं है. थोड़ा time रुक के.
But without anything, I'm telling you, अगर Naveen
को month end पे करना चाहिए, तुझे नहीं लगता?
अगर Naveen, हाँ, absolutely. No, I agree. Maybe after the elections are announced, we'll do next part. But if Naveen and BJP alliance happens. BJP, you can rest assured they are going to get 19 or 20 out of 21, if not all 21. I'm just going to say it. Regardless of whoever the heck, if Naveen Patnaik stands on all seats, even then they'll win. and doesn't campaign. It's that formidable. Mm-hmm. But yes, go on. You're saying...
No, I've heard some interesting things about BJP in the Tamil Nadu region also, but we'll talk about it in part two. I don't want to talk about it in detail over here. Now we'll take questions because, okay, overconfident BJP voter is the threat to Modi 3.0. I can't insist this enough.
Yes.
Listen, all of you, I'm a BJP voter. Go and vote, damn it. Every single one of you, go and vote.
Hmm. And basically, 2004 ke ghosts abhi bhi hai. And this is like that abhi hum zinda hai type moment. I'll tell you this. If there is a inevitability, air of inevitability, it's not just Congress, even BJP has to be blamed for it. They have to whip up a little bit of local sort of enthusiasm and stuff, because agar wo nahi hua, then you could be in for a surprise in a few seats. It's not as much of a one horse race as people think. Yes. It is.
Yeah, which is my biggest concern, is the absolute lackadaisical attitude. What can ensure more seats for BJP in Maharashtra? Honestly, it depends on candidates.
If you're talking about NDA, I think probably, like Kushal said, candidate selection, getting your caste combination right, and not making silly compromises on all these Maratha reservation noise, because the BJP has gained in the non-Maratha OBC and the upper caste votes. You don't want to let go of that in pandering to Ajit Pawar's vote bank.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. Somebody says Bengal will shock many. Ganguly sir will pour more young educated votes. Villagers ready. BJP voters. My first vote also go to them. Am I right or wrong? Listen, from what I'm talking to the cadre, they say the Hindu polarization is slightly more than last time compared to 2019. So that might result in 2-3 seats more, is what I have heard from people. Listen, क्या होता है कि पीपल थिंक क्योंकि मैं पॉडकास्टर हूं इसके लिए मुझे लोग बात करते हैं. नहीं भाई, मैं 2008-09 से कम से कम 5 इलेक्शन में खुद उतर के काम कर चुका हूं. येड़ो तो मैं बेसिकली सिस्टम के अंदर लोगों को बहुत ज्यादा जानता हूं, तो इसीलिए इज्जत है मेरी सिस्टम के अंदर, क्योंकि मैंने इतना काम किया हुआ है पार्टी के.
आई लव द वर्ड येड़ा. इट्स सच अ महाराष्ट्रियन वर्ड इन बॉम्बे.
यार पैदा ही इधर हुआ तो क्या करूं, अभी तो अभी वही बोलूंगा. तो सब जानते हैं, तो बात करता हूं मैं लोगों से. आई नो द एजेंसी आल्सो दैट वर्क्स फॉर बीजेपी इलेक्टोरल मैनेजमेंट. मैं थोड़ा कंपनी का नाम बताऊंगा, तुम जेम्स बॉन्ड बन के कर लो अपना जो करना है. मैं तो उनसे ही बात करता हूं डायरेक्टली यार, मैं तो उनसे पूछता हूं, और काफी है जिनसे मैं बात करता हूं. तो मैं, और एक होता है कि आप जो ट्विटर पे बोलते हो, मगर पार्टी के इंटरनल पोल्स भी तो होते हैं ना. पार्टी क्या सोच रही है, क्या बोल रही है, हम जैसे टुचो को तो पता है, बताते हैं लोग तो. या दे एक्चुअली सीरियसली आर कंसीडरिंग बंगाल में 2021 सीट्स आएंगी उनको. लास्ट टाइम
एनीवन यू टॉक टू विल से दैट दे आर ऑलरेडी देयर मेंटली 18 एंड 19 लास्ट टाइम. नाउ दे हैव टू सी कि यू नो डेमोग्राफिक क्या कैसे करेंगे.
Okay, very interesting one. When Nandigram incident happened, Communist Party went out of power, TMC came to power. Will Sandesh Khali play a role in getting TMC out of power? I don't think so. Nandigram and Sandesh Khali...
No, Nandigram was a catalyst. Nandigram was not the cause. See, the communists were already in trouble before Nandigram. And if you look at 2009 Lok Sabha, that was the biggest indication, where Mamata and Congress were in alliance in 2009, and they swept the elections in West Bengal, and so that was, and then Nandigram just happened because Mamata was extremely sort of prescient when it comes to how to exploit this thing. So Nandigram was more like a leftist sort of movement, like a peasant and workers agitation types. Whereas Sandesh Khali is not a movement. Sandesh Khali is more of the local gundas of the Trinamool Congress Party, essentially using rape or sexual assault as a political weapon of political use, which is horrendous. Or let me rephrase, allegedly using as that, still proven and stuff. And we'll have to see how that pans out. But yeah.
Yeah, okay. Next, how much does the Ram Mandir impact for 350 plus for BJP? Listen, definitely Ram Mandir will add a few vote percentage points, but completing...
No, I don't think it can go to 350. I think Ram Mandir will definitely add emotional value. Ram Mandir does really big for Mr. Modi's personal card in terms of he will be known as the man who ensured that 370 was lifted from Kashmir and ensured that Ram Mandir happened. And before people say, oh, sirf courts ka tha and stuff, political will, political pressure is a thing, unfortunately, in some, especially in, I'm not saying on the court or something, but on the outside side. So, and the willingness to do something, right? कोर्ट ने तो जो भी बोला आपके अंदर विलिंगनेस भी तो होनी चाहिए टू डू इट सो उसका उनका पर्सनल स्टॉक बहुत बढ़ेगा आई डोंट सी दिस गोइंग टू बी मोर देन 5 or 10 सीट बंप बिकॉज ऑफ राम मंदिर बिकॉज राम मंदिर हैज गॉन फ्रॉम बीइंग अ पॉलिटिकल इश्यू टू अ कल्चरल इश्यू एंड इश्यू ऑफ कल्चरल प्राइड सो इट्स नो लॉन्गर अ पॉलिटिकल इश्यू हेलो
पटनायक जी स्लो एंड स्टडी विंस द रेस या अभी उनको तो क्या बोले सो ओके बड़े इंटरेस्टिंग बात है मिस्टर ई हैज बिकम अ मेंबर और मिसेस ई आप मिस्टर हो या मिसेस हो ई Thank you. Okay. Prediction mine is NDA 295 to 310 and not more. I think BJP alone gets 315 to 325
is per. I personally think BJP gets about 280. 280 or 290, I think. But NDA definitely crosses 320.
NDA, mere ko idea nahi hai. BJP 315 tak aayegi. Are you both seeing any complacency on ground within BJP like in 2004? No. BJP cadre is like full on working.
No, yeah, there is, you have to understand. 2004 is like COVID-19 in BJP. Itna dar gaye sab, they are all vaccinated. Naam bhi do, because to, again, I repeat one thing and Kushal, I have to clarify this because main bol bol ke thak gaya hun. 2004, exit polls or opinion polls did not get the whole election wrong. They got BJP wrong. They got Congress spot on. BJP ka expectation 272 ka tha ya 240 ka tha and they ended up with 138. That is why it was so shocking. Congress ka expectation utra tha, they ended up with 145. They only got 7 more seats than BJP. And I'll tell you where they got it wrong. There are 4 states where BJP lost this election. One is Tamil Nadu. BJP and NRDMK got a 0. BJP miscalculated by abandoning DMK, their ally from 98 to 2003, jinke ministers the, and DMK goes with Congress and gets 39 out of 39. Second, Andhra Pradesh. BJP gave up too much to Chandra Babu Naidu just to get 7-8 seats in 1999. That resulted in YSR doing an alliance with Telangana Rashtriya Samiti and others, and BJP and TDP getting very few seats in 2004. And 5, maybe, I don't even know if it was 5, it was maybe less than that. And the third one was how BJP badly did in Bihar. Bihar mein Lalu Prasad Yadav got more than 20 seats, right? And then and the last one, last not the least, was Uttar Pradesh. Uttar Pradesh mein BJP got 10 seats. You cannot win a general election in India if you are BJP by just getting 10 seats in Uttar Pradesh. So that is the reason why 2004 was a miscalculation for a lot of people. But ab kya hai, 2004 is, has become this, this you know, that's anathema, like log dar jate uska reference sunke. So I think they are worried and stuff.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I agree with you. But from what I have understood, at a party cadre level, tremendous work. Mujhe hi kam se kam 3-4 meeting to meri hi ho chuki hai. Log mujhe hi aake mil chuke hai ki Kushal tum kya karne wale ho, kya nahi hone wala hai. Wo.
Bhai, you might be the new MP from Bhandara Gondia.
Dekh bhai, main 6 mahine to India mein rehta hun.
Haan. Toh,
abhi koi bolega, Rahul Gandhi se zyada tum rehta hai India mein, magar nahi.
Where that disqualified, at least to openly bolta ki main 6 mahine reh raha hun. There are a lot of MPs that openly don't admit kitna rehte.
But as far as I'm concerned, I have this much interest in ever joining politics. Anda, ebi ganda. I love my life too much.
And by the way, before you complete, 5 people again wrote or something. We are doing that cricket podcast next week, guys.
Aha, 15 tarikh ko karenge, bhai. Friday, 15th.
Friday the 15th, not 13th. Friday the 15th, Friday the 15th, that's right. Yeah, we'll do, because I was like, I'm not crying, don't worry. Now, we'll have two separate podcasts. One, this podcast will be about the test series and a lot of other peripheral controversies. Also, by the way, Mumbai is
in the Ranji Trophy final. And Vidarbha is our opponent. It's an all Maharashtra affair in the Ranji Trophy. So to all the suckers, Jai Maharashtra for that. Jai Maharashtra to that. And
don't tell Sunil Gavaskar that. He only wants one team to win.
Obviously, even I also only want one team to win.
No, no, why?
Always Mumbai for life.
विदर्भ का कम जीता है, दैट्स व्हाई आई लव मुंबई, नहीं वो कम जीते हैं, वो जब कोई और को खेलेंगे तो उनको जीतने दो, मुंबई। सोचो, जस्ट टू क्रिएट सम फन कंट्रोवर्सीज, आई विल सपोर्ट विदर्भा, कुशल विल सपोर्ट मुंबई, शेमलेस क्रिएचर यू आर, शेमलेस क्रिएचर, वेरी बिग क्रिएचर, वेरी प्लीज ऑन द चैट लेट अस नो इफ आई शुड सपोर्ट विदर्भ और नॉट, एंड फिर फ्राइडे को ड्यूएल होगी, विदर्भ की अंडर, विदर्भ का सपोर्ट करेगा उसको कीड़े पड़ेंगे, मैं श्राप देता हूं तुम्हें। मैं विदर्भ के कॉज की बात नहीं कर रहा हूं, वैसे त क्या होता है.
या सो वील डू टू क्रिकेट पॉडकास्ट दिस मंथ, वन डेडिकेटेड टू आदित्य फेवरेट टूर्नामेंट आईपीएल
एंड दैट्स राइट.
फॉर द रिकॉर्ड आई इमेजिन माय डेडिकेशन, आई बॉट अ मुंबई इंडियंस जर्सी दिस टाइम. I will wear it when we do our IPL podcast. I told Adit, Manuela, dek, maine Mumbai Indians ki jersey le rahi. Adit was like, match to tu ek dekhne ne wala jersey kyun khareedi tu?
true statement. Maine ye bola tha.
So, but I still bought it. So there'll be one more election analysis podcast and two cricket podcasts this month. And last, somebody's like, Kushal, any chance BJP might cross 350? Dekho, bhai, if you ask me, I don't think so.
They cannot. Matlab,
I don't think so.
To get 350, they should get 20 from Tamil Nadu plus Kerala, and 10 from Telangana plus Andhra Pradesh. Either of which I don't see happening.
Yeah, I just see. I mean, kaise math hai yaar? I've heard serious people tell me 350, and I'm like, yaar, tum कैसे. बट देन मेरा रिकॉर्ड इसमें बहुत ही घटिया है, क्योंकि मैंने तो 300 को भी कैसे बोला था लास्ट टाइम कैसे, मगर फिर आ गई 300. तो फिर अभी यार मतलब
नो, आई टेल यू दिस, इट्स you have to have an election which is unheard of in Indian politics, which is not about issues, not about that, and it's a referendum on Prime Minister Modi. Only then he gets 350, otherwise he does not.
यार मुझे तो यार डाउट.
अच्छा, वन प्रेडिक्शन आई कैन मेक विदाउट आईपीएल शुरू होगा, यानी आरसीबी आईपीएल नहीं जीतेगी.
वो एक मिनट, वी हैव टू एंड इट ऑन दिस देन, वेट. आज एक किसी ने लेजेंडरी फोटो शेयर की थी टू ऑल माय, यू नो व्हाट द आयरनी इज, आई वाज
समवन आल्सो रोट दैट इफ विदर्भ विंस, कुशल शुड वेयर एन आरसीबी जर्सी. वो जर्सी नहीं पहनेगा, बट
मैं कुछ भी करूं, आरसीबी की जर्सी नहीं पहनूंगा.
नहीं, जर्सी नहीं, बट आई विल थ्रो दिस आउट फॉर द पॉडकास्ट. इफ मुंबई विंस, आई विल हैव अ मुंबई इंडियंस बैकग्राउंड फॉर 5 मिनट्स दैट डे. If Vidarbh wins, you will have Gujarat Titans background or RCB background for 5 minutes. Yes. How about that?
And I just want to end today's podcast by showing all RCB fans this. This is the best any team can win IPL, but Bengaluru can't. I loved this. This is the greatest photo ever. In fact, I will make a t-shirt of this, print it, and go and wear this t-shirt in a RCB match in Bengaluru to troll all of them.
no, they won't mind. So RCB, like Bengaluru, if you go in Bengaluru and to the stadium, some of the nicest people around and stuff, but the RCB fans on the internet are insane. Like, they get so angry. Matlab, kisi ne mujhe, some RCB fan was saying, sab cricketers shaadi mein aaye, akela mera Virat Kohli tha jo khareed bika nahi Ambani ki wajah se, and stuff like that. And I'm like, he actually wrote that. He actually, in all seriousness. And I'm like, wah. I was like, if Virat Kohli has to miss the 5th test match but then shows up for the Ambani wedding, matlab bahut kuch miss ho jata Virat Kohli ka. So So it's that level of delusion. For people in America that don't know what RCB is, RCB is the Dallas Cowboys of Indian cricket. Dallas Cowboys yahan ki NFL team hai. Love the city of Dallas, but Dallas Cowboys wale, they believe that they are going to win the NFL every single year. And then they get humiliated in the playoffs. And then again, just like RCB, Isala Cup number they get. And some of my very good friends are RCB fans, but my God, the level of delusion is so funny that they're not good. And my favorite thing for them to provoke is that Gujarat Titans has played less seasons in India than RCB has in the last 5 years. And we've still won once and gone to the final one. Or we've gone to the final two times and RCB has not gone in the last few years. In the last four. And they get very angry.
On that very positive note, we will end today's podcast. Adit, as always, pleasure talking to you, buddy.
Absolutely. Bahut maza aaya aaj.
So guys, go follow Adit on Twitter. His handle is there in the description of the podcast. Also, subscribe to the Mindmakers channel. As far as I'm concerned, if you want to support the Charvak podcast, please try to join the membership program as E did on the live stream today. So if you join the membership...
Kushal, I'm sorry, I didn't want to... I want to do a small shameless plug or something. I am going to do a detailed five-part seat-by-seat series on Mindmakers and from this week onwards. Hum log ye to karenge, obviously, but I'm just going to go into in-depth and stuff by regions. Okay. So four states at a time. So please check it out, guys. You know, your support will be in the world.
I'll tweet it out also.
Definitely, but I'm just wanting to let the people know as well. And, you know, again, follow on Twitter and I'll tweet out the link as well, but it'll be like a region by region analysis of the Lok Sabha. Sorry, just had to plug that in there.
Great, no problem. So yeah, so if you can, do join the membership program. It's available on all three platforms: Fanmo, Patreon, YouTube. Jidhar se bhi join karna chahte ho, join kar lo. If you want to buy the Charvak podcast merchandise, you can go on kushalmehra.com and buy the merchandise, or on Kadak Merch also. To the Speak With Me tier members, you know the deal. Or if you have not joined the Speak With Me, if you join and stay a member for 3 months plus and are an active member, you'll get a signed copy of my book, Out of India People. I'm trying to figure something out. I don't know how to do it. But if you can't do any of this, just like this video, subscribe to the Charvak Podcast YouTube channel, or just leave a comment in the comment section. Audio listeners, do leave a rating on your preferred audio platform. I'll see you guys next time. Until then, namaste, take care, bye.